Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the transfer saga with Lionel Messi. And reports in the British press claim that the club are now trying to work out if they can afford to bring Messi to the club. After surviving their recent brush with financial fair play rules, City are wary of sailing close to the FFP wind-up so soon after UEFA's sanctions overturned by the CAS. Messi is considered to be too good to be not to pursue. If the Barcelona star does become available, City intend to be prepared and are looking to the cost that will be involved if Barca agree to sell for a reasonable price. The La Liga outfit's official stance is that Messi is not for sale and only a gigantic bid of $670 million will get him out of his release clause. However, reports claim that some members of the board will be open to selling the Argentina international if he continues to push for an exit and City continue to try and crunch the numbers should they need to sell any players to bring in the Argentinian superstar. International call-ups could leave Man City beginning their pre-season preparation with as few as 9 first-team players ahead of the new season. The point of the Premier League postponing City's opening weekend against Aston Villa was to give them more time to recover after Champions League involvement. As a result, their first game in the new season will be against Wolves on the weekend of September the 19th. But international call-ups mean that some of their players will already be on their international duties. New signings Nathan Ake and Ferran Torres will join with the Dutch and Spanish squads respectively. Eric Garcia and Rodri have got Spain call-ups. Duo of Portugal, Bernardo Silva and João Cancelo have also been named. The England squad is announced on Tuesday, with Kyle Walker, Raheem Sterling and Phil Foden in line to receive the nod from Gareth Southgate. Into other news then. And finally into the news with Alexander Zinchenko. He set aside some time on his wedding day to clarify comments he and his new bride Vlada Sedan made about manager Pep Guardiola in the wake of the defeat to Lyon. Television reporter Sedan delivered a scathing assessment of Guardiola's tactics and posted an interview with Zinchenko to her YouTube channel after City crashed out. The video prompted an angry response from City supporters and Zinchenko was took to social media to defend his comments, saying, "I didn't say anything bad or judgmental about our tactics, so don't confuse my words." He went on to say that he's got the full support of Guardiola and can't wait to return back under his stewardship next season. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.